USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the United States have tripled in the last few weeks, with the latest data from Johns Hopkins University showing the 7-day rolling average now at more than 37,000 new cases per day. That's up from 13,000 at the beginning of July. Health officials point to the rapid spread of the Delta variant of the virus for the increase in cases. More than 80% of new cases are now from the Delta strain. Local officials are trying to respond to the hike, as some in California and Nevada are recommending that all residents, including those who are vaccinated, return to wearing masks in indoor public settings. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has threatened to pull all five of his nominees to a committee to investigate the riots at the Capitol after two members were rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She announced Wednesday she would reject the selection of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio. McCarthy responded by saying he'd pull the rest of his nominees unless she reverses her decision, calling the speaker's move an egregious abuse of power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 needed to begin debate. Senator John Kennedy says he needs to see a bill before he can decide whether to support it. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that if the bill that ends up being negotiated contains core infrastructure projects, he could support it.
I'll tell you what I want. I want an infrastructure bill, and by infrastructure, I mean roads, bridges, ports, flood protection, clean water, that is fully paid for. That we don't have to borrow money to pay for it, and we don't have to raise taxes to pay for it. Now, I want to see the bill, and if it really does that, and it's true infrastructure, and not a lot of other extraneous garbage, I'll vote for it. If it's not like that, I won't. I'm not going to buy a car to get the cup holders.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden held a town hall Wednesday night with CNN, taking questions on a number of topics, including the push to pass multiple infrastructure plans that would come to more than $6 trillion worth of spending. Biden cited a new report saying that passing that level of spending would bring inflation down because of the jobs he claims those packages would create.
Moody's today, when a Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will in fact reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Because we're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who in fact are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about. Driving down prices, not raising prices. And so I sincerely mean this. Prices are up now. And they're up in, for example, you're in a position where you're trying to build a house, try to find 2x4s and lumber. Well, guess what? People stop working cutting lumber. They stopped doing it because the unemployment was so down. Now all of a sudden there's this need because people are coming back. And guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It relates to what in fact is now needed because we're growing.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.